James Burke served 12 years as a deputy sheriff in Montgomery County, but these days he works for the Ohio Attorney General, training police and educators about violence. Burke told this crowd that more active vigilance by parents and teachers might spotlight potentially violent teens, even on Facebook.
They will post directly what they want to do. I'm going to kill this person, or I'm you know, he's going to die. I mean, it's not cryptic. So looking at that, looking at assignments that they turn in, stories that they're writing, talking to their friends, they're often speaking to their friends about it. Well, when I get enough ammo, I'm going to bring some guns into school. But getting that communication open so we can identify that and go, why are you thinking this? Why are you talking about this? What's going on right now?
But Burke also spent a lot of time on what teachers can do if violence does break out at their school. One message: lock down your own classroom to keep the shooter out, and do simple things to keep him out. For example, use a belt to clamp closed that V-shaped pneumatic mechanism at the top of the door. That way the door cannot fully open. Then pile anything heavy against the door.
Because even if he gets that door open, I want him stumbling over bookshelves, over chairs, over desks, over anything else that's going to slow him down. And remember, a barricade is not designed to stop them from entering, okay? It's not a lock. It's designed to slow them down, giving our law enforcement officers more time to get on the scene.
What if the shooter wedges the door open enough to stick his gun in? Well, then you have to fight, Burke said. Not necessarily with a knockout punch, but with anything you've got.
So I want you to look around and going, well, if I see that door open a little bit, I'm going to pull his flagpole down. I'm going to skewer him through that little opening. I'm going to let him know he comes in here, something bad's going to happen. I'm going to throw something at him. I'm going to throw a stapler. I'm going to throw a coffee cup.
This assertive approach was a new thrust for Tim Barton, an administrator with Southwest City Schools near Columbus.
The whole idea of fighting back, those type of things, again, different from what it was several years ago. So I think it's needed, very needed.
What was the advice years ago?
Most of it was just lockdown. I mean, for the most part, you just lock down, kind of like, hide, get out of the way, those type of things. So I think it's a little different training now.
Also finding the advice helpful was Carol Angel, a secretary with Tecumseh Schools in Clark County.
There were some good tips there because I am out in the front office and there are many doors, and I hadn't thought of the tie downs, and I had thought of, throw everything you can get your hands on at them.
Do you think in this kind of a crisis situation you could keep your wits about you to do some of these things?
I think he's correct about that. You do need to practice for that, because if you don't plan ahead and plan to be in that situation, then it will confuse you. You will be at a loss as to what to do.
Veteran teacher Jane Alexander also came away from this training session with what she thought was good advice.
I need to better prepare myself, my students, help the staff to better prepare. It can happen anywhere. You never know.
When you began as a teacher, did you ever think you'd have to deal with this kind of thing?
Never. Never. I've taught inner city. I've taught rural. Never. It's sad.
Sad as it may be, trainer James Burke said it's now necessary for teachers and principals to plan ahead for the worst.
Every time you step into your classroom, I want you thinking about it. When you're sitting at your desk, what can I use to barricade that door?
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.